More than half a century ago, Dr. Alfred Tomatis was confronted with the most curious case of his 50-year career as an otolaryngologist. A renowned opera singer had mysteriously lost his ability to hit certain notes, even though those notes were well within his vocal range. He had been to other ear, nose, and throat specialists, all of whom thought it was a vocal problem. Dr. Tomatis thought otherwise. Using a sonometer, Dr. Tomatis discovered that even an average opera singer produces 140 decibel sound waves at a meter's distance. That's slightly louder than a military jet taking off from an aircraft carrier. And the sound is even louder inside one's skull. That discovery led to a diagnosis. The opera singer had been deafened by the sound of his own voice. Selective muteness was caused by selective deafness. If you can't hear a note, you can't sing that note. In Dr. Tomatis' words, the voice can only reproduce what the ear can hear. The French Academy of Medicine dubbed it the Tomatis effect. I'm guessing you, like me, have your fair share of problems, and your problem-solving techniques might be as effective as mine, which isn't very. Maybe that's because we're treating symptoms while ignoring the root cause, a spiritual Tomatis effect. Is it possible that what we perceive to be relational, emotional, and spiritual problems are actually hearing problems, ears that have been deafened to the voice of God? And it's that inability to hear His voice that causes us to lose our voice and lose our way. Let me make a bold statement at the beginning of this book. Learning how to hear the voice of God is the solution to 1,000 problems. It's also the key to discovering our destiny and fulfilling our potential. His voice is love. His voice is power. His voice is healing. His voice is wisdom. His voice is joy. If your life is off key, maybe it's because you've been deafened by the negative self-talk that doesn't let God get a word in edgewise. Maybe you've listened to the voice of criticism so long you can't believe anything else about yourself. Or maybe it's the enemy's voice of condemnation that speaks lies about who you really are. If you don't silence those competing voices, they'll eventually deafen you. You won't be able to sing God's song because you won't be able to hear His voice. Is God's voice the loudest voice in your life? That's the question. If the answer is no, that's the problem. We live in a culture where everyone wants to have his or her voice heard, but has so little to say. And that's because we do so little listening, especially to God. The best way to get people to listen to us is for us to listen to God. Why? Because we'll have something to say that is worth hearing. Ultimately, all of us need to find our voice. And by voice, I mean the unique message God wants to speak through our lives. But finding our voice starts with hearing His voice.